News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Business owner Sharon Keegan contacted around 40 different creches after having her second baby boy 6 months ago. But her search has proved fruitless. She describes it as a huge crisis facing working parents and mothers trying to return to work after maternity leave. And she joins us now. Sharon, tell us your story about your search for a creche.
So basically, I live in the Dublin 12 area, but I had to go back to work quite early after I had my first son, actually 2 days. Now, I know that's not for everybody, but I run a business. So, you know, sometimes you just have to chip in. And unfortunately, my business, well, not unfortunately, fortunately for me, it was taken off. So I just had to go back quite early. Now, I never, ever thought that I would be up against such a struggle to find a minder or a placement for my son. My first son was taken on by a community creche, which is very helpful when I was starting up my business. But unfortunately, they're just inundated with the ECDE scheme, and the baby rooms are full. The placements are just non-existent. So I ended up ringing probably, I think it was about 40 creches, and could just get nowhere still. I still have no placement for them.
What was the problem, Sharon? Was it just how old was your baby at this stage? Was it the age of the baby?
Yeah, so basically he was quite young, like he's 7 months now, but there's some baby rooms that would usually take, you know, private baby rooms that would take a young child. But they were just full, like completely full. And if you don't have their name down literally even before they're born, they're not that they were laughing at you, but it was kind of like, no, look, like we're completely full. We're full till 2020 in some cases.
Okay. So what did you end up doing?
So at the moment I work from home with my son and with a small team. So you can imagine how difficult that is.
Yeah.
The business is taking off and I just struggle. I was saying to someone yesterday, like it's catch 22. Like I want to work full time and earn. Because, you know, in this day and age of people's bills and mortgages and debts, we, you know, are a two-parent family that have to work. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're not getting to do that. And it's just a bit of a struggle, you know.
I hear Bobby chirping away in the background there. It's obviously tricky for you. Now, he's 6 months now, is that right?
He's 7 months.
Seven months. Would it be easier now to get creche accommodation?
No, still nothing. I've been trying like ever since. Well, obviously since he was born, I've had a bit of help with family and stuff. But like still every day, you know, like I've gone from the Dublin 12 area, Dublin 24, city centre, Dublin 8, everywhere is full, everywhere. Like that's what I'm being told. And it's not just me now at this stage, because obviously when you're doing so long, you're talking to other mums who want to go back to work. Even after their maternity leave. Now, I wasn't lucky enough to have a maternity leave, but they have a maternity leave and they're struggling to get their sons and daughters into places. And, you know, like they have careers and full-time jobs that they're, you know, going to have to go back to and explain that, unfortunately, because of childcare, they can't go back. And it has a massive ripple effect because, like, you see, like this gender balance within workplaces, like women just don't go back to work after having kids. And, you know, it has a knock-on effect in corporations because it's just a real struggle for women to have a career or a full-time position in the workplace with issues like when we have issues like this with childcare, okay. You know?
Okay, we leave it there. Sharon, thanks indeed for that.